Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get too far into things, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Jeremy Gustafson with Intelligent Leadership Executive Coaching. Welcome, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Tell us about Intelligent Leadership Executive Coaching. How are you serving folks?
Well, it is, obviously there's been a boom in coaching over the last decade or so. And in terms of leadership, we do believe that there's a dearth of leadership out there, and companies are not able to invest, especially recently, in leadership development. And the services that we provide, we make great leaders better, and we make high potential leaders manifest their potential. And we help them unlock that through 6, 9, 12 month journeys with us, of really looking at their inner core, another word, a fancy word for character, and who they are and how they learn and what they know and what they don't, where the gaps are. We can shore those up, but also really finding those strengths in them and the maturity level of those strengths, and really investing in people's strengths as leaders and guiding them through this journey. It's actually science-based. We've got data that we take in at the beginning through a variety of assessments. And these are not like intelligence quotes kind of things. These are things that really try to understand who that person is at their core and work with those characteristics to bring out the best in them.
Now, is the coaching for like kind of corporate executives, or is it for entrepreneurs? Is it for startups? Like, because I would imagine leadership is a skill everybody would want more of if they could have it.
Right. So I think I'm one of the first three ILEC, as we use the acronym, Intelligent Leadership Exec Coaches, to actually carry this brand to market. There's three of us. We all have very different backgrounds. I've actually done 4 startups successfully in my career prior. And so I'm definitely looking at well-funded startups. I'm talking to VCs about how many CEOs they end up flipping as founders because of leadership skills. And it's not that they're not brilliant men and women. They are. But what if instead we invest some money and some time in coaching them to be better leaders? So I'm definitely focused in the startup community and growth stage companies. It's my other specialty. And I have a long career, 30 years in advertising, marketing, and creative work. And so that's where I'm really trying to focus my energy and my effort, because I speak the same language. I've sat in their chairs and I understand, you know, the problems that they're facing and the challenges that the business world is bringing them.
Now,
so both is the answer.
Right. Well, it sounds like that it probably works for a lot of folks, but you're kind of niching out into what your sweet spot is.
Exactly. And I'm willing to, you know, a lot of what we teach is to grow out of your comfort zone, right? So I'm willing to do that as well. So I am talking with several larger corporations locally. I can't say the names, but and working with them on their individual leadership development plans, and potentially partnering with what they call their high potential director, VP level people that may get to the C-suite one day. And so there's that aspect. And then, of course, as you just mentioned, the whole startup and growth stage companies, which is, again, a comfort zone for me.
Now, when you're working with an organization, so that sounds like you can kind of deal with them at whatever level they want. So you can kind of create maybe a corporate program or benefit for these high potentials, and or find some high potential that says, look, I want to be promoted. So I want to have all the skills I need. So I'm a go-getter. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this investment on my own.
Either can work. You're exactly right. And we do have, you know, a fairly wide variety of service offerings. We also work on company culture. So there's some, we've got 2.5-day retreats where we take a whole leadership team offsite. If that was a thing anymore, thanks to the pandemic. And so a lot of this work is obviously done virtual at this point, but really digging into each individual and then how they all relate to each other as well. I'm looking for the relative strengths and weaknesses of an actual team. But yes, in terms of answering your question directly, it is something that individuals may invest in. Generally, we do business with companies who are investing in those individuals, or with executive recruiters, or with VCs, as I mentioned, the venture capitalists that invest their money into not just companies, but let's face it, they invest in people and ideas. And so we're there to help them bring those people along in terms of their core leadership skills, where they may have tremendous technical or operational skills. We help shore up the leadership side.
Well, earlier you mentioned that you've been part of several startups successful. And what drew you to ILEC rather than just going out on your own and just, you know, being Team Jeremy and I'll tell you what I know?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I thought a long time about this. I left the corporate world in December, so it wasn't a COVID-related thing. And I knew that coaching was where I was going. ILEC actually kind of found me in a backwards way. But the reason I've chosen ILEC is for the infrastructure. Even though I own my own business and I am my own business, it's Gustafson Coaching, and I am an ILEC certified master leadership coach. And so number one, I did the certification through ILEC. Number two, we have a tremendous brand backed by our founder, John Matone, actually was the first coach for Steve Jobs. Long story for another segment. But I've trained with him directly under him and with him and taken from the guru everything that he has learned over many tens of thousands of hours of coaching and thousands of executives and He's exclusively in the C-suite at this point. So the reason I chose ILEC was for scale, immediate scale. If I was going to hang a shingle out and say, this is Jeremy, and open up an Instagram page, I think the ramp-up time would have been a long time. The other reason I did this is in those startups, I was generally number two. I was never the prime mover and the prime money maker. And I'm ready to make my own fortunes and make my own way and pay my own way and build wealth in a different way for myself than I could signing up to go to work for somebody else.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what the coaching experience is like. You said that you had coaching at some point. You decided, or the companies you were working with said, hey, this is a good idea. Why don't you do this? But maybe some folks have never had executive coaching before. Can you explain maybe what it's like to be onboarded, maybe some of the basic questions that they ask you, or what it's like to just kind of try it on a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, I've been the recipient of several great coaches, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to say that. I would say that the first piece is, if someone's out there saying, am I a candidate for executive coaching, meaning do I want to be coached? If you're asking yourself that question, the answer is generally yes, you're ready. That's the question that you want to be asking yourself. The big part of this, and in terms of what sets ILEC apart, is opening up a vulnerability, going public with your team, announcing what's happening. We do a 360 with your team, and we measure it at the end, and that's where we see an ROI. And when people do that and they show their vulnerability, you know, their humility grows in a healthy way. There's a growth and a heart to it that's very heart-centered in terms of the leadership components. But I would say that the hardest thing for almost everybody to go through this is opening up that vulnerability and having a third party, a compassionate coach, with business experience, deep business experience and understanding, right? And deep training. We're certified by the International Coaching Federation, which is the governing body by and large for coaching worldwide. And it opening up yourself and having somebody guide you. We don't tell people what to do. We put them on a coaching journey and we guide them. But the candidates and the clients actually do the work themselves. They develop, we'll run through a number of assessments of different sorts. We'll go through those results. We'll talk to the team. We'll have a team meeting. We'll go live with the team and get them involved and have them do their assessments as well for these leaders. And then we will develop the IDLP, which is the Individual Leadership Development Plan, that is very, very unique to each individual. So while we have a documented process and tools, every single development plan looks very different. So it definitely customizes around that person, who they are, what their goals are. So we really get at their desired outcome, what they would like to see different. They know they've got a yearning for some reason that they're taking on a coach. And we take them on this journey. And the first thing we have to do is get them to open up and reveal themselves to themselves, if you will.
And then this is one of the big differences between like coaching and consulting, because like you said, the recipient is doing the work and you're guiding them. This isn't I'm going to fix something for you. You're kind of their Sherpa.
A great word, Sherpa, and great distinction between consulting and coaching. And you are exactly right on that. Consulting, I've done lots of consulting in my life, and we've done lots of big projects globally for big brands. And we go in, we say, we're going to change this process. We're going to do a digital transformation. We're going to produce this result. We're going to produce a business result. In this case, it's really about changing the inner core or awakening somebody to their inner core, which is what we call inner core and outer core. Outer core is how people see us, which is, of course, driven by our insides. And we don't always get how people see us. And our process really helps reveal that for people. And it's really powerful. It's really powerful. So we've seen teams give their leaders standing ovations at team meetings because they've revealed themselves and said, I want to do this. I want to be a better leader. And I can't do it without all of you. It's a really powerful experience.
Now, how long does it take for a leader to kind of know it's working? Because it sounds like there's a lot of, I don't want to say mushy, like softer skills, but it sounds more kind of, there's a lot of emotions involved in this as well as, you know, you're changing their intellect also, but there's some emotions involved.
Yes. So, generally, it's working from the first meeting, from their decision point to be coached. The openness and it starts to flow. And all we do is guide them, right? We're not here to tell anybody what to do, who to be, how to be. It's not like that at all. It's really to reveal their again, I'll go back to inner core, for them to understand who they are, where their strengths are, and what they can lean into and what they want to develop. And so it really does begin working at the beginning. But I will tell you, the moment that they go live with their team, when they sit 6, 8, in one case, 17 people in a room around a table and say, I'm doing this and here's why, it's a game changer. They're a different person by the end of that meeting. And their team is different and their culture is different. And so we do have measurement sticks along the way. And of course, I mentioned the ROI at the back end in terms of the team review. We had of 95 execs that recently went through 6+ months of a coaching journey, 100% saw a positive ROI. So every single leader. And again, you know, I'm dealing with a special audience here. They've already elected to be coached, right? Mm-hmm. So these are special people to begin with. And we just help literally unlock their potential.
Now, you mentioned you're, well, this is kind of a new franchise, and you're obviously new to it. Is your market here in Atlanta, or can you coach people anywhere in the world?
The practice is global. There are three of us now, and there may be another three or so coming on soon, which we welcome very much. Each of us has our own special. We've got one from, government and intelligence. We've got one from healthcare. I've got the advertising, marketing, and retail background. And so I will specialize in my verticals, but I, just as in my agency businesses, I had clients all over the world. This is no different. And these days it's all Zoom anyway. We'd love to do some in-person one-to-one, especially in those team meetings, but it works remotely. It works locally. I will certainly, develop my local Atlanta network, but I'm born and raised in Chicago for 30 years. I've got a great network there and in some other cities. And so it really does work remotely from anywhere. So geography is not a challenge.
And then that's not how they delineate the franchises. It's by specialty or it's a combination?
Right now we don't really have any shackles because there's just the few of us. So it's an open playing field. I think as we grow and we add coaches and add master coaches, that perhaps could begin to look a little bit differently. And then, of course, there are clients that come in through the home office that get distributed among and between the coaches.
Now, for you, what is the pain that this potential client is having right now, right before they hire Jeremy?
They're stuck. They've had five VPs of biz dev in 5 years, and they keep changing up people like they're washing dishes, and they don't. They finally wake up one morning and say, it wasn't Stan or Sally or Betty. It was me. I'm the problem and I need to be a better leader. And, if you're cycling through talent, if you're not developing your talent, in your company, if people are leaving, for business or personal reasons, there's a number of precipitating events that actually happen, but it's generally the business is stagnated. And it's time because the leader has stagnated. So you wondered like why, what leads them to the decision to be coached? And generally it's stagnation of the business and then they recognize it in themselves.
And then
it's not.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It's not a problem with their VP of business development or their VP of marketing or their chief operating officer. The problem is with the leader and unlocking that potential. And so we can change those people out, those titles. But if the leader doesn't make true change internally, the next person's going to fail just the same.
Right. And then if somebody wanted to learn more, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what's the website?
So you can go to GustafsonCoaching.com. And from there, they can certainly leap to the corporate website of ILEC. Intelligent Leadership Executive Coaching. It's a long URL, got a long email. But welcome inquiries. We'd love to chat with people who want to know more, whether they're interested in being coached or being a coach. I say yes to all coffees and conversations and just a very open networker and really believe in the work that we're doing.
Yeah, it sounds like it's an amazing platform, and congratulations on taking the leap here. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you, Jeremy.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.